Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
Hey, good evening. This is Chris O'Shea sitting in for the always here, nearly, Drew Tignanelli. Drew is out tonight, but one of the maybe two, three times he misses all year. So that's one of the things that's going on tonight. The second thing is that we have a guest for this evening, and we're still taking calls, though. So this is one of those we've done over the years. You know, every couple of months we have someone on talking Social Security. So we have a first-time guest, really excited about Martha coming on with us. And we're going to bring her on. She's going to tell you more about what her company does. Martha Shedden is our guest. She's president and co-founder of the National Association of Registered Social Security Analysts. And so she is really, you know, here for the to answer questions, certainly, but also to just tell about what she does, because between the two of us, our company and hers, we kind of will cover everybody. You know, with Arc Farm, we're helping those people who have, you know, virtually $500,000 or more that they're working with us on. And Martha can cover a lot of folks that we can't necessarily help to do some more extensive things. So without further ado, welcome, Martha. It's good to be with you tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sure. So tell our audience what you and your company do.
Okay. Well, the National Association for Registered Social Security Analysts was founded in 2017. Myself and Michael Rosedale, who is a CPA in New York on Long Island, we formed that company, and we provide education and training for financial and tax professionals to learn about Social Security and also to learn how to use software to do personal client analyses. So we also provide, we have in-house RSSAs, Registered Social Security Analysts, that do provide that service. And the company is it started because I was introduced to the topic of Social Security in 2011. I started teaching online courses to accountants in 2014, and Michael found me through that because he's a CPA. And so those courses that I taught became our modules that we teach to our members. And once they've gone through all five modules, which are all approved for continuing education credit, for those of you out there listening who might want to become an expert on Social Security, they're approved by the IRS for P10 holders and enrolled agents, by NASBA for the CPAs, and also by the CFP board for all financial professionals. So then if you would like to become a registered Social Security analyst, you can take the national competency exam after completing those five modules. So that's a brief overview of what we do.
That's great. Sure. Yeah. And so I'm going to break to say to our audience that call in 410-922-6680 is the number, 410-922-6680. Martha's here to also answer questions about Social Security. There still are a lot of options. There still have a lot of nuances, even though they closed the door on some of the things that were available a few years ago. There's still decisions to make. And, of course, we don't know the ultimate one is, well, you know, how long will you be collecting, right? A lot of things inform.
Yeah.
When do I take Social Security? And wait a minute, I've got this situation going on. Or, hey, I work for the federal government. How does that work? What does that do to my spouse? Or I have, what about survivors? What does that do? What if my spouse collects early and I don't, and I pass away. Well, what happens with that? Does their benefit get impacted? There's so many nuances for Social Security. I've spent a fair amount of attention to it within our company over the years. There's just, you know, every year it changes just because of the components change. So, again, jump on the line with your question, 410-922-6680. So we'll answer this question. So we got the question a few months ago, Martha, and that was, hey, we hear that the 2022 increase is going to be 5.9%. I've been thinking about retiring. Should I accelerate my decision to take Social Security now, or should I wait? Does it have an impact? And we had an answer. Let me see if my answer, you know, matches the expert. So what do you say to that question?
Well, if that person is 62 or older, that cost of living adjustment will already be calculated into their benefit. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to start collecting, and no one should start collecting because of a single item like that. Right. We should talk about all the rules and specific personal circumstances that apply to you.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And that's but yeah, taken solely on that issue, you don't make the decision on that. There's other things that are involved with that. And the things are calculated differently, right? When you're working versus when you're retired, when you're starting to collect. So,
If you're collecting, so we all have what's known as our full retirement age. And that ranges in between 66 and 67, depending on the year that you were born. And if you start collecting Social Security prior to that age and you're still working, you will be subject to the earnings test. And those earnings thresholds are pretty low for those years. So $1 for every $2 over that threshold could be withheld from your benefits.
Yeah.
It's not lost. It's reinstated later, but
which is a misnomer. Many people think that they lose it, but it's a great point. It's a great point. So we're actually, Joe, if we ask you to hold on with us, it's 6:14 time for us to do to go in a different direction and have the traffic people tell us what's going on out there. Martha, you stay with us for now. We'll be right back with Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the Financial Consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And this is Chris O'Shea back, sitting in for Drew Tignanelli in one of his rare nights away. And in the Christmas spirit there with Mr. Sinatra. And we have a special guest tonight. We're talking Social Security, and we're doing that with Martha Shedden. And we're going to go to some phone calls. We still have a couple of open phone lines, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 is our number. Joe, thanks for holding on. What is your question? What can we do for you?
This is Joe.
Yeah.
And I'm 66. I'll be 67 March 31st. And I'm if I started collecting Social Security now, I think it'd be around 1600, maybe a little more. And if I wait till I'm 70, I understand it's around 2000 or maybe 2100. How much, if I continue to wait and I keep working, I'm working now, making about, you know, $1,000 a week before taxes. And if I wait, how much more will it increase as far as the actual Social Security part if I keep working?
Okay. Martha?
That's a really good question. And besides the 8% per year that it's going to increase just by waiting, it's possible that your future earnings for the next 4 years, 3.5 years, could cause your benefit to go up. The way Social Security calculates our benefits is they use the top 35 of adjusted indexed earnings. So they adjust all our earnings from when we start working through the age of 59, and then all our earnings from age 60 on are used at face value. And those are all total up together. They're divided by the number of months, and then there's another equation that goes through to get that benefit amount. So it's very difficult to tell. That is what we do as registered Social Security analysts. We have the ability to look at your situation, whether you're single, married, divorced, widowed. We put in all your past earnings. We put in your future earnings that you anticipate, and then we calculate any ages that you want to look at and see exactly what that benefit will be. If you're married or divorced or widowed,
I'm married.
You're married. Then that is another very big consideration, because for couples, the higher of the two benefits is what is inherited by the survivor. So if your benefit is higher than your wife's, it's often to the couple's benefit to delay collecting, because your benefit would be maxed out then if you waited to collect till 70. So that's always a big consideration for couples.
Yeah, so Joe, yeah, in the end, you don't know for sure, but unless it's income years that are substantially higher, then I'm going to go on a limb. Martha may not answer it this way, but you can tell me that, Martha, but that working, if it doesn't displace a significantly lower income year, maybe you work part a year or, you know, years ago, it won't substantially increase your amount above what the 8% is already doing. But it really depends on where these income years fall in relation to the adjusted previous high 35 years. Does that make sense?
One other quick question. May I ask one more?
Yeah.
With these difficult times, and the shaky ground, it's just very insecure, shaky ground about what's going on in the country. It really, like, makes me want to say, hey, I'm gonna just start taking this now, because I really don't know, you know, what's going on. And, you know, everybody else in my family is taking it, you know, early on.
Yep.
And not early, but early on. And I, you know, a lot of it because of Drew, you know, and I've just held back because he's so strong on not taking it.
Well, certainly, yeah. Again, you're at your full retirement age now. So, Martha, you were going to say something else there?
Yeah, I just like to caution people who have that sense of anxiety about the Social Security program. We hear a lot in the media about these doomsday predictions that won't be there for us, it's going bankrupt. The truth of that is that most likely we are going to still receive our full benefit payments. If they need to be cut down, it would be not till 2033. And if you waited to claim till 70, you'd have a cut on a bigger benefit. So I understand that anxiety about claiming early, but that in and of itself is not I wouldn't recommend that be the only reason. I understand what you're saying, and every it's a very personal, optimized decision.
Sure. Yep.
So.
Yeah, you've got to weigh it. And when we've Drew's often made the point that, you know, the politicians at this point are looking to increase it, a lot of them, versus to really be realistic and say, hey, we need to do some modifications here on how when the Social Security system was set up versus where it is now. People's are working longer, et cetera. But even in countries that are really hurting financially, they do not renege on their pensions. You know, they pay it out. And so, but who knows?
Yeah.
So anyway, Joe, good call.
That's very, very helpful, and I thank those of you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We've got to Washington next in Pasadena, who wants to talk about Social Security, too. Washington, good evening.
Good evening, Marcia and Chris.
How are you?
Good evening.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes, my wife and I, my wife applied for early Social Security benefits based on mine, and we provided, unfortunately, when we applied for it online, we provided the wrong direct deposit information. Now, we corrected it online, but the first payment says it cannot be changed. So then what's going to happen?
Wow.
Oh, I would strongly recommend you immediately call the National Social Security line, and even if you have to be on hold for a bit, and get that straightened out right away.
Would it make any difference if we actually go to a physical office?
Well, if the offices are open, so if your offices, a local Social Security office is open, that's certainly a valid thing to do. And you can also go online and find your local Social Security office number. So that might, so both the national number and your local number, and just set up a time, if required, that you can just have a phone conversation, a meeting with someone, and get that information straightened out.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, and everyone have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Washington. Same to you. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, those things are better straightened out sooner rather than later, right? I don't think I'd gotten that question before. So if you're just tuning in, we have Martha Shedden with us. She's president and co-founder of National Association of Registered Social Security Analysts. And you can reach her. I have her, martha@narssa.org is the website. And phone number of 83. Can I give out that phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine. Yes.
831-359-9620. That's 831-359-9620, martha@narssa.org. And for those people just tuning in again, you provide training for people who want to be analysts, and talk a little bit more about what your organization does.
Yes, and we also have in-house analysts, and they you can reach out to us at rssa.com or narssa.org, N-A-R-S-S-A. We give a 10-minute free consultation. You can get your questions answered for a small fee and learn about our services. Our services to provide a Social Security analysis are very reasonable and impressive information that will really, really help you decide when to claim.
Right. So as you're tuning in and you're listening, we said at the top of the hour, but Martha's organization can help those who aren't coming to someone like us as a full-service financial advisory firm, where you're coming to us with, you know, you have $500,000 or more, and you're looking for a full comprehensive advisor working on estate and taxes and overseeing investments, and you need more segmented service. Martha's organization will be a great organization. She's going to be with us for the rest of the hour. So we're going to pause here and come back in a couple of minutes and join us then. Our phone number is 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, and we'll be right back with Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we are back with Money, Riches, and Wealth. Chris O'Shea sitting in here for the estimable Drew Tignanelli. And we have a special guest tonight. And we're transitioning from Christmas music to the easy listening of Steely Dan there. Our producer, Chris, is always switching things up on us. We're glad to have him. And we're here for the rest of the hour with Martha Shedden. She's a Social Security expert. And so jump on the phone, call us with your question on Social Security, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. We have all of our phone lines are open, so jump on the line. You'll be first. Oftentimes what happens in the last half hour of the show, folks are calling up, and then we get, you know, three or four phone calls ahead of you. So as we're waiting for phone calls, Martha, just a follow-up to one question that came earlier, and people think oftentimes it's a binary choice. Hey, I haven't started collecting yet. He said he's almost 67. There's two parts to the question, really, is what happens when they've passed full retirement age? Maybe they're, you know, like 6 months down the road. Again, he's about to turn 67. And what choice does he have when he collects? You know, can he go back and collect some back pay? And the second question is, if he goes ahead and starts collecting, but he's still working and he's not age 70, what happens to his benefit? So I'll throw those two at you.
Okay, great. Those are good questions. The retroactive period for being able to collect benefits is 6 months. So, you know, whenever you apply, if you were eligible prior to that time and you want to go back 6 months, you can. You should be aware that that will be a lower benefit that you would be collecting at the time you apply, because your benefit goes up every month that you wait to claim between age 62 and 70. So there is a six-month retroactive ability to collect back payments. If you're still working and you're over your full retirement age, which is between 66 and 67, you can earn as much as you want, and your Social Security benefits are not affected by the earnings test. So Social Security only cares if you're 62 to your full retirement age and working while collecting. If you're still working and collecting after your full retirement age and even after 70, and some of those earnings might fill in zero earning years that you had before, or they become one of the top 35 years that are used in the calculation, your benefit can also increase actually while you're still collecting.
Right, and I should have stopped that at age 70, because right, if you continue, we've had clients who've done that, they've continued to work, and so
right,
your benefit doesn't increase by the 8% that you wait from full retirement age to age 70. It won't increase any more for that purpose. But if you are replacing those earlier years with higher wages, then your benefit will increase from, you know, for that. And
that's correct.
And then the big misnomer that you alluded to earlier, that if you are collecting and making more money than what the limit says and they're holding some dollars back from your Social Security benefit, your benefit isn't lost. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, it's not lost. Once you reach your full retirement age and that earnings test no longer applies, then your benefit is recalculated, and it will increase. So Social Security, their actuaries that calculate that increase, and you will get a higher benefit due to the months that some of your earnings had been withheld.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. Okay, we, again, have open phone lines. A little unusual. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Everybody's just so intent on listening to you, Martha, that they've hesitated to actually call in. But we know that your situation can be different, right? You've got some different considerations and wondering what it's going to do to your benefit. I mean, in the end, we like to, you know, just observe that, you know, waiting, you know, actually to maximize your benefit, obviously, if they're going to give you an 8% increase a year, and that seemed a lot more, you know, 8 months ago, when the cost of living adjustment was 1.6% or whatever it was, and this year it's going to be 5.9%, but it's still going to be – it's still substantive, an 8% increase a year for your benefit. But in order for that to make out, for you to, you know, we had a client, I remember he was 62 or so. He says, I'm collecting at 62. I have a family history. My both parents were dead by the time they were 69 or 68. And, you know, I don't think I'm going to live until my 80s. So I want to start collecting as soon as I can because you don't know the back end. Now, when you have a married couple, though, if you're both 60, the chances that one of you are going to live to 85 or beyond, you know, are substantial. So we don't we don't know the answer to that question is how long we'll be collecting. You do have to collect for a while to make up for those years where you haven't to cross over, but you do maximize the benefit. So, okay, we have open phone lines, 410-922-6680, but we do have Claudette in Randallstown who has a question. Let's go to her. Claudette, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. Well, my question is, if you have a 100% disabled veteran, could they apply for Social Security disability?
A disabled veteran, you said?
Yes, 100% disabled veteran. Yes.
Yes, if they work. A number of years, which is 10 years, it's 40 quarters, to be eligible to collect Social Security, then they definitely should apply for Social Security, even if they're 100% disabled with veterans.
Okay.
Yes.
They should apply for...
That's one of the... Pardon me?
So they should apply for Social Security disability.
Oh, for Social Security disability. Yes, you can do that as well. Social Security disability is one of the hardest qualifying disability insurances to collect, but it never hurts to apply for that.
How old is this person?
59.
59. Okay.
Did he work for did he work in jobs that his wages were covered for Social Security FICA taxes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it wouldn't hurt to apply for disability, and then also just retirement benefits if he's eligible for those. If he doesn't get the disability.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Yes. These. You know, these nuances. So, so talk about that a little bit. If, you know, as you said, it's so being disabled for the VA, getting benefits there, the Social Security is harder to qualify.
Social Security disability is the hardest to qualify for, but that doesn't preclude, you know, applying. I think you should always try for what you can get. So, there's many nuances in that whole area of other benefits related to pensions and foreign pensions, and it can get quite complicated for people who are able to collect these other funds and how that can affect your Social Security benefit. That's one of the biggest items that we help people with, and also. Families with, you mentioned spousal benefits, but often there are, say, a husband with a younger wife, maybe minor children, so they're eligible for dependent benefits. So those kind of situations really get complicated on when is the best time to apply. And like I said before, it's not just about maximizing those lifetime benefits, but making the best decision within your own financial constraints.
Right. So if you're just joining us, again, Martha Shedden and her organization help folks who maybe aren't in the territory of working with financial advisors such as ourselves, where they've got comprehensive work that we're doing for them. They've got a substantial amount of assets, and they need extensive planning. If they're looking for Social Security planning, they can come to Martha and her organization. Give out some of your contact information, Martha.
Yes, so you can reach me at martha@narsa.org. That's NARSSA.org. You can also reach out for help and questions and have a 10-minute consultation with one of our analysts. And that email is help, H-E-L-P, at NARSA.org. Our other website is rssa.com. And if you go on there, you'll look at the various plans that we offer and services that we offer to help you with your Social Security analysis.
That's great. Okay, we'll be back in a couple minutes with more of Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the financial consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
10 days until Christmas, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, we are back with the last segment of Money, Riches, and Wealth. And we have a couple open phone lines. We have a couple people on the line. 410-922-6680 is our number. 410-922-6680. We have Martha Shedden here, an expert on Social Security. And all the nuances that affect collectors and the things for to consider. And so we'll give her information out again before the show ends on how you can reach her for folks who are not looking for the full comprehensive work that we do and are in that class of need. You're looking for more segmented work. You want someone to just look at your Social Security analysis. Martha's organization can do that for you. Let's go to Jane in Randallstown. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Did I understand you to say that you can work and still collect Social Security even though you're working full-time? My daughter is 67, working full-time. Is she eligible to collect Social Security?
Yes, she is. Yes. That's a misconception that we think of retirement meaning quitting full-time work and starting to collect retirement benefits. But you can be, she can be working and collecting benefits, and that her work earnings will not affect the amount of her Social Security benefit.
And there's no limit on how much you can earn?
Not after her full retirement age. And you said she's 67, so she's past that age, so she's able to collect and still work.
But at 67 is the full retirement age.
Well, it depends. What year was she born?
1954.
Her full retirement age was actually 66, so she can collect any time from when she was 66 and on, and her work will not affect her benefit.
I'll have to tell her about that. I don't believe she knows it.
Okay.
She can apply at her local Social Security office.
I recommend applying online. Many of the offices are not open in person. You can call and get an appointment and do it on the phone, but the application on ssa.gov is very easy to navigate, and you don't need to worry. You could go on and start the application. If you have any problems, you save it, and you can continue later. So, I recommend going on online because then you've got everything in writing.
Do you have the online address?
It's ssa.gov. So social
ssa.gov.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Yes.
You got
that's
Jane.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Sure. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Yeah, and that's what we do for clients. We've done it with them. We walk through the process online. It's you know, if you've got a quirk to it, meaning, you know, we've got some clients who they were born in another country, came here even as infants.
Right.
They've got to, you know, bring a birth certificate in, but otherwise set up an account for yourself, do it online. We find it also is to be the best way to go. We also find over the years, Martha, in other things, but Social Security too, is that people had good information, but it's old information, right? So
yes.
It changed as far as how much money you could make.
Yes.
And it used to be age 70, right? That once you hit 70, you can make it an unlimited amount of money. Well, now it's your
yes.
full retirement age. So
it is. That earnings test has changed over the years.
Sure. So we've got Sharon next. We do have a couple open phone lines. Have a few more minutes. Could take probably another call or two, 410-922-6680. We've got Sharon in St. Michael's. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Well, good evening. I was curious about phone scams concerning Social Security and how they wish to address seniors and suggest that Social Security would call seniors when, in fact, I don't believe that they ever would, but they're suggesting that you are in problems with the government. Could you address that subject?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. No one from Social Security will call you unless you've already set up a phone appointment and spoken with someone. But that you should not believe someone that calls and says they're from Social Security.
All right. So you suggest that when we receive calls like that, we just hang up?
Yes, and you can always call. You can call the national Social Security number, or you can find the Social Security number for your local office, and you can call them and you can ask them if there was some reason they would have reached out, but they don't do that. So that's probably a scam.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Sharon, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Okay, we have open phone lines. 410-922-6680 is the number, 410-922-6680. In the meantime, Martha, so for folks that, you know, we hear that 50% of the people collect at age 62. Present the case for people for waiting, if they can.
Yes. There are definitely people who need to collect it at age 62, so it's not a bad thing.
Sure.
Our whole goal at NARSA is to educate people and give them the information, the analysis, the numerical analysis for what they would receive at different ages, make sure they're very clear of what that, not only the monthly amount, but the annual and the lifetime amount. We frequently have couples that maybe are missing out on over $100,000 or even $200,000, you know, based on when they thought they should claim and when they would be a better time. So we're all about educating folks on that decision, making sure they know all the rules that apply to them. But your benefit does increase from age 62 all the way up to age 70 by 8%. Well, it averages, it's a little less than 8% in the early years,
sure.
But it increases by 76% between age 62 and 70. So every month that you can wait to delay claiming, you're going to get a larger check.
Yep.
And
okay.
those are, that's a lifetime benefit that you'll receive.
That's a great point. That's a big number, 76%. So if you can wait to your full retirement age, it makes sense to do that, unless there's other considerations. So, okay, let's go. We got two open. We have two calls, just a few minutes to go. Let's see if we can get them both in. We're going to go to Eugene first. Eugene, hi. Welcome to the show.
Good. How are you doing today?
Great, great. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to clarify a little something that your guest said earlier. That's not my real name, by the way, but I can't tell you my real name.
That's fine.
Work for the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
And she said that Social Security never calls people. That's not actually accurate. I call people almost every day, but we will never ask for your Social Security number. We will never ask for anything personal like that. Sometimes we have to call people to clear up their records and fix some mistakes that are happening. But if for any reason you're uncomfortable answering the questions that we're asking, just hang up and call the 1-800 number or your local Social Security office. There are a lot of people out there scamming, but we do sometimes have to call people, especially if they're on disability, because people on disability have a lot of different hoops they have to jump through, and sometimes their records are messed up, and we have to speak to them personally. So sometimes we do speak to people. It's just not on a regular basis. So like I said, if you ever feel uncomfortable if somebody does call you like that, if they ever ask you for your Social Security number, just hang up, because that's a scam. We already know that.
All right. Well, great. Eugene, thanks for calling.
No problem. All
right,
thank you very much for clarifying that.
Yep.
And I was going to say, Martha, I just wanted to give you time just to respond to that one. So, yeah, you're saying that that makes sense, what Eugene said.
Yes, it makes sense. And once you've filled out your application, or like you said, for disability, I guess I misspoke when I didn't clarify that if they need information and you've been in the process of applying for benefits, or there's been an issue and you've been in communication with them, then they would call you. But they're not going to call you out of the blue.
Right. And they're not going to – well, and try to take something away from you. Like that's the people say scammers were kind of threatening, hey, you're in danger of something. Here they're looking to clarify and give you things. Okay, Raphael's our next call and last call. Raphael, what can we – good evening. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
My question is – I am receiving Social Security, and I'm still working.
Yeah.
I started receiving Social Security this November. Am I supposed to pay taxes or declare that income to to IRS?
Okay. And that's a complicated question because there's a lot of depends, right, Martha?
Right, there is. Social Security income can be taxed, but it's very dependent on your income each year, whether any of your Social Security might be taxed.
Right. And so it just depends, Martha. We're running out of time. So, Raphael, okay. It just depends on what your income is. It may be taxed. It may not be. But at the max, 85% of it would be taxed. But that just depends. So thanks for calling. So, Martha, we've run out of time. Thank you for joining us. Give out your information. The music's about to start, but give out your information how people can get in touch with you.
Yes. Martha@narsa.org, NARSSA.org. And if you're interested in learning about how we can help you with your decision, look to RSSA.com, or you can email help@narsa.org. And okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, stay on the line. I'll get you as we get off the air. But thanks for joining us. Drew Tignanelli will be back next week. Have a great night and week.
Show them the way. Things are gonna be much better.